USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are currently still in country. Biden says now is the time to end the country's 20-year war.
After consulting closely with our allies and partners, with our military leaders and intelligence personnel, with our diplomats and our development experts, with the Congress and the Vice President, as well as with Mr. Ghani and many others around the world, I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
And one person is dead and 12 more are missing after a 190-foot lift boat capsized Tuesday off the coast of Louisiana. The massive vessel capsized in a severe storm with 80 to 90 mile an hour wind gusts recorded. The Coast Guard says they rescued 6 of the 19 people who were aboard at the time of the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris says she'll be heading to Central America as soon as possible to try to deal with the surge in migrants at the southern border diplomatically. Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, well, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A CDC advisory committee declined to make any new recommendations on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after a meeting on Wednesday, instead saying that it would look at more data surrounding the 6 cases of blood clots in people who had received the shot. The 6 women between ages 18 and 48 developed the clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccination. Dr. Atul Gawande says the pause can probably be lifted for those 50 and older. The professor at the Harvard School of Public Health tells CNBC that 2 pieces of new data lead him to believe the pause only needs to stay on for younger people.
Number one, they were able to calculate the risk for women who were ages 20 to 50 who got the vaccine longer than 2 weeks ago. And that was closer to 1 in 13,000. And that was part of the reason to want to pause. There, most of the women who got vaccinated in the last 2 weeks, we haven't seen their reports come out. Second, they recognized a case of a man, age 25, in the Johnson & Johnson trial who had a cerebral hemorrhage from the same type of blood clot. And so they want to assess whether young men are at risk. However, I think there is enough information to know that for people over 50, this is safe.
And the Houston Astros have placed 5 players on the injured list for health and safety protocols. All-stars Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman and DH Yordan Alvarez, catcher Martin Maldonado, and infielder Robel Garcia were all placed on the list, though team officials would not say whether or not any of the players had tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.